guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. Finish off. Coach Cole.
Hey there, I'm Coach Cole, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Today, we're focusing on one of the most critical aspects of leadership, and that is creating a vision that inspires. Leadership isn't just about managing the present. It's about painting a picture of the future that energizes, excites, and unites your team. So let's break down how you can craft a vision that resonates and inspires action. Let's start with why a vision is so vital. A vision provides purpose and direction. A compelling vision answers the why behind the organization's or your team's efforts. It clarifies where you're headed and why it matters. Number two, it creates unity and alignment. When everyone understands the vision, they move together, reducing confusion and conflicting priorities. And number three, it creates energy and motivation. A powerful vision inspires people to go out above and beyond because they believe that they're part of something that's meaningful. So think about the leaders that have inspired you in your journey. It's likely they had a vision that was so clear and so compelling that it made you want to join their journey. So let's talk about now how we create that vision that truly inspires. First up, we have to make it clear and concise. Your vision should be easy to understand and be memorable. Avoid jargon or overly complex ideas. So, for example, instead of saying we aim to increase market penetration in the niche verticals, we often hear that, we're transforming the way people connect with technology. When you look at some of the most successful examples in history of technology, it's how they create that vision for the product that actually makes the product or software most successful. Step number two is to be bold and ambitious. A vision that's too small won't ignite passion. Think big, please. Your vision should challenge and excite both you and your team. Number three, make it meaningful. Connect your vision to a deeper purpose. People want to feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. Number four, collaborate with your team. A vision shouldn't be a solo effort. Involve your team in the process to ensure it reflects shared values and aspirations. So you want to be asking questions like, what do we want to achieve together? What impact do we want to make? And then step number five is we need to communicate it often. A vision isn't a one and done statement. We need to reinforce it consistently in meetings, emails, and even in casual conversations. So if you're looking for an example, there's many of them right throughout history. And the most prominent one, the one you've probably heard a million times over, is the one of Walt Disney. His vision wasn't just to build a theme park. It was to create a place where families can have fun together. You may have heard the slogan, "The world's happiest place." The simple yet powerful vision resonated with millions, guiding his company for many decades. By focusing on a bold, meaningful purpose, Disney didn't just create a business, he created a legacy. And that's the power of an inspiring vision. So as a leader, your vision is your North Star. It guides your team, it energizes your mission, and inspires others to join your journey. So this week, once again, if you need some support, there's a link in our show notes to a takeaway sheet. Take 15 minutes to reflect on your current vision. Is it clear? Is it bold? Does it inspire action? If not, it might be time to revisit. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Today's Leader podcast. Remember, leadership is about impact, and that starts with a vision that will truly inspire. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a fellow leader, and let's continue to build tomorrow's best leaders today. Until next time.